I'll take the third word for 500, Annika.
Amazing, amazing series, Techbot. What is Lois Lane?
Kept getting his butt kicked the whole movie.
Yeah. In a world of heroes, villains, and epic stories,
Braha, Anakin, and their ultimate sidekick, Panel P, take you on adventures each week.
Showing off their comic book hauls,
fun trivia and games, honest reviews,
and inspiring conversations with the creators and consumers who make it all possible.
Join in on the conversation.
This is Talking Comics.
Talking Comics, episode
1 plus 20.
Are we restarting? Is this like a new 52? We're going to do a new 20?
Yeah. A new one every...
I don't think so. We're just going to keep going.
Episode 20?
One. Welcome to Talking Comics.
Episode
21.
1 plus 20.
You're funny. All right. So, first up, our weekly pulls. Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first? All right.
Okay.
So here's Annika's picks this week, or pulls this week.
Mm-hmm. Wait, hold on. I think these are opposite. Okay, whatever. We're just going to do this. Okay. Trinity, Daughter of Wonder Woman, number one. I haven't read this yet. Next, I have Trinity, Daughter of Wonder Woman, number two. One and two. They only had one number one.
And you got the last one?
Yeah, last one of the number one. Then I got... Oh, I'm putting this on the wrong side again.
So...
These are not, though.
Change the order?
Yeah. Next I got Harley Quinn number 52. Because we didn't get the connecting cover with the Poison Ivy. So
we found the connecting cover at another store.
But we finally got it.
Yep.
So I'm exciting. However you say it. And I got
excited.
Yeah. So I'm very excited.
Okay.
And I got Gotham City Sirens and Fit for Orbit number 3. Amazing, amazing series so far.
Okay.
And I really like this connecting cover. I don't really know who this is. I think I do, but we're not gonna chance it. Because I'm probably going to
mess it up.
Cause
that's
that.
Fine.
Okay. This dude. But, and it has Harley Quinn's arm on it, so that's the only reason why I like it.
Because it's another connecting cover.
Oh, and it has Poison Ivy's hair on it.
Yep.
Robert number 3, the other cover.
Another alternate cover.
Because I like this, because they're like pirate glam chicks. I don't know.
Yep.
I thought that was comic. Okay. I got Supergirl number 1. Really good comic. Okay. I read it.
She did read it. Okay.
Well, I'll save that for later.
Save that for
I also read this. These are both by the same art guy. By Stanley Grimlu.
Okay.
Then I finally see this one that I kept looking at. Free Comic Book Day, Scotty Young. I hate Fairyland, but it says I hate Imagine.
I hate Image.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's I Hate Image. It's a free comic day. That's actually from 2017, Free Comic Book Day. That's when I looked it up the other day.
So that's why I wanted it.
Cool.
It's your turn now.
So what was your favorite pick out of what you got this week?
Probably my Gotham City Sirens and this Harley Quinn.
Okay.
These two.
Yeah, two. All right. So is it my turn now?
Yes. And what did you get this week?
All right. So this week I got a few. The Absolute Batman number 10.
Cool.
The Absolute Flash number 6.
Okay.
Bring on the Bad Guys Abomination.
Okay.
This one's cute. The Godzilla Destroys the Marvel Universe. We got an alternate cover just because we thought it was cute. This Ends Tonight is number 1. Not sure, but it looks good. This one we picked up, Fantastic Four number 1, but we got the Scotty Young cover. Huh?
Nothing.
So we got the Scotty Young cover, but this is also, they have, issue like 1 through 4 is going to be connecting Scotty Young covers.
Okay, that's awesome.
That's pretty cool. Vampirella number 3. This one's actually from a couple weeks ago, but I didn't pick it up for whatever reason. But the Giant Size Age of Apocalypse, it's actually book 3 in the Giant X-Men series. Star Wars number 3. Read the first one, was really good.
What about the second one?
Haven't read the second one yet.
Oh, okay.
Deadpool Wolverine number 7. Battle Beast number 3. That's been a...
How's that Invincible series?
It's in the Invincible universe. So it's in like the set in the same world setting as Invincible. So... the Toxic Avenger and the Jersey Devil, Toxie team up.
If you know what the Jersey Devil is, I don't. What is that?
Oh, we'll see. I ended up picking up a graphic novel this week just because of the Jay and Silent Bob last week. I picked up Tales from the Clerks, book 1. Got that. And I was reading Doctor Strange number 5, Doctor Strange of Asgard number 5, and at the end it was saying that something might have happened to Thor in the Immortal Thor 25. So I picked that up. I don't know if I want to read it or get 1 through 24 and read all of it. I don't know. I'm torn. But I really want to read this because apparently something bad happens.
And on the front it even says, even an immortal can die.
Yep. Now, this one. This one, Annika. Mm. If you remember.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Back in episode 3, your lovely dad made a dad joke.
I've got Missing on the Moon, number 4. I am Missing on Earth, number 3. No, that wasn't funny. I'm Missing number 3. It hadn't come in yet, so I can't read this one until I get issue number 3.
What's it called?
Missing on the Moon 3.
Why do you say Earth?
Because this is Missing on the Moon 4, but Missing on Earth, because we're on Earth, is issue number 3.
Okay. That makes sense now.
I may have said that Missing on Earth was Missing on the Moon, number 3.
Yes.
Well, it's no longer Missing on Earth. I have found Missing on the Moon, number 3.
Whoa!
So,
can't make that dad joke anymore. Now you have to delete that reel.
No, I probably won't delete it because it'll be funny. But it's going to be funny to tie it into this video.
Yeah.
As far as my favorite, there's too much good stuff here. But what was Comic Panel Pete's favorite pick this week? Do you know?
Star Wars?
No, it was Absolute Batman.
Oh.
So not to copy him, I'll probably go with... Man, that's a tough one. Probably...
Will Panel P agree with you, though?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I don't know. I'll probably go with Battle Beast number 3. That's the first two have been really good. So that's what I'm going to go with my favorite pick this week.
Comic book. I like comic book.
Comic book. Okay. Yeah, Battle Beast comic book. All right. So, Annika, what did you read this week?
I read Harley, Gotham City Sirens and Fit for Orbit number 2.
Okay.
Really good. I read Supergirl number 1 and 2. Nice. I read my first, I read I Hunt Fairyland number, I think, 6. From the 6th book. The first comic in the 6th book. Well, however, you want to put that? And that's it. I've listened to some of my audiobook.
Okay.
Called Fell.
Cool.
And that's what I've read this week.
Very cool.
Yes. So what did you read this week?
So this week I read a bunch again. Been reading 2, 3, 4 a night. It's been crazy. So I read the Giant Size X-Men number 1. It was pretty good. The guy with 3 stars. Archie Meets Jay and Silent Bob. I read that one. 4.5 stars. Jeff the Land Shark number 1. Didn't really like it. I only gave it 2.5 stars. Spider-Gwen and Ghost Spider number 14. 3 stars. Justice League Unlimited 7, 8. And Batman Superman World's Finest number 39. Gave them all 3.5 stars. It's part of the We Are Yesterday event. It's almost done. We got one more book left in that that's coming out next week, I believe. Star Wars number 1, 4 stars.
Wait. Didn't you say last episode that this week Peter Pan would come out? That Peter Pan book came out?
Yes.
Did you get it?
I don't remember. The next one that comes out has the mermaids, though. I don't know. Star Wars number 1. 4 stars. Medieval Spawn number 3, 4 stars. Remember, I've kind of lowered my grading system after reading Thor versus Godzilla. I'll also pick that up. It's another copy of it. Another cover of that comic. Doctor Strange Vanguard number 5, 4.5 stars. It's pretty good. Tied up that series. It will continue in green in Doctor Strange number 450. So I'm gonna pick that up. Absolute Green Lantern number 3 and 4, both 3.5 stars. I'm enjoying the Green Lantern, new Green Lantern series so far. The Vision and Scarlet Witch number 1, 3.5 stars. Grimm Fairy Tales, Once Upon the End of Time, number 1, 1 shot. It was decent. It's going to continue in another series. I'm going to have to try to pick up. Absolute Flash number 3, 4 stars. And
how are you enjoying the Flash series?
Number 3 and 4. Number three, I gave 4 stars. Number 3, I gave 3.5 stars. It's getting better. I know it started out, I think I said on here, it started out kind of rough. We had to see where it goes, but it's getting pretty good. It's interesting to see Grodd because Grodd is in the We Are Yesterday event as this big giant, gorilla. And then in the Absolute Flash, he's like a little monkey that fits in a backpack named Grodd. I'm not sure it's the exact same Grodd. I think it is, but it's just kind of funny and cute.
That's hilarious.
It is pretty funny. Pin-up Apocalypse, number 2 and 3. Those were pretty funny. Pretty decent so far. Exquisite Corpses, number 2, 4.5 stars. And then lastly, Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe one last time, number 4, gave it 4 stars. So my current count so far, year to date, is 228 comics I've read this year. Yeah. I'm moving right along on my one a day. If I keep it up like I have the last couple weeks, I'm going to blow that out of the water.
I've read like 40.
So what are you looking forward to out of all your picks and stuff to read this week? We have your favorite pick, the Gotham City Sirens. Is that what you're looking forward to the most, yes, reading? Well, either one.
And my Trinity.
I'm probably looking forward to the Absolute Batman and the Battle Beast the most this week. And should I or should I not read number 25 of Thor? The Immortal Thor. Let us know what you think. Should I read it or not read it? I'll hold off on reading it until somebody responds. But
In the comments.
Let me know. Should I read it or should I not read it? Should I go back and get 1 through 24 and read those? Or
who knows?
I don't know. I just kind of really want to read it.
I think you should. So I think you should at least get 23 and 24.
Okay, so maybe there's a part 1 or 2 of that story. Maybe I'll look that up.
Yeah.
But yes, I might hold off, but we'll see. I'm torn. I really want to know what happens, but it might upset me. But Thor was upset with us last week, so maybe this week. It's nice and sunny today, so he's not upset today.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on to movie shows stuff this week. We played some more Minecraft this week. Mm-hmm. Haven't really watched anything other than we went and saw Superman.
In 3D.
And we did see it in 3D.
It's weird in 3D.
It was weird. I don't think 3D's worth it, but it was the time slot we wanted to go, and, you know, it happened to be 3D. It was fine. What did you think of the movie, though?
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in.
I mean, it was pretty decent.
Decent.
Yeah.
Out of 5 stars.
3.5.
If I'm giving it like the same rating I do my comics, I would probably have to give it a 4. It was good. It was funny to me because, you know, he kept getting his butt kicked the whole movie. Yeah. Like from the very beginning.
No.
Yeah, it was like 3 million years ago, 3,000 years ago, 3 years ago, 3 months ago, 3 minutes ago. Yeah, it was funny how they did that in the beginning. 3
seconds ago.
3 seconds ago, Superman got his butt kicked.
Yeah.
And Crypto, the dog, came, you know, saved him.
And Supergirl came at the end.
Is it Supergirl? Yeah, it's probably a Supergirl. She did make a cameo.
She did.
What'd you think of Lois Lane?
Who?
The reporter, his girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought she did a good job.
Yeah.
I thought the Superman was great. I thought the Lex Luthor, even though he looks like my nephew, almost exactly like my nephew. Which is funny.
He does
look like him, but that's funny. I thought he did a great job. I thought the whole story of the Lex Luthor and I don't know, just the whole story is really good. They did a really good job with the movie, I think.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part of the movie?
When Supergirl made a cameo.
Okay. What was my favorite part?
Well, actually, when Lex got his DNA somehow with the hair and got into his base.
That was cool how he just walked right in the base, and I'm like, okay.
How?
Yeah, and then it turns out he had a clone of Superman.
Yeah.
And that he could control him like a video game.
Mm-hmm. That was cool.
That was kind of neat.
Dinosaur. Jeez.
Dinosaur?
You were a dinosaur.
Oh, I was a dinosaur for a second. I had to put like a big Tyrannosaurus Rex head on my face, you know, picture on my face. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I thought the Superman movie was pretty good.
Oh, also games. We did play a Batman Talisman.
Oh yeah, we did. We played Batman Talisman.
It has Harley Quinn in it.
It does, and we also bought the deceased zombie side game.
Yes, and it has Harley Quinn.
We might play that tonight.
Harley Quinn on the side of it, so we displayed it with Harley Quinn on that.
Yeah,
because Harley Quinn's the best.
So
it also has Poison Ivy in it, but it doesn't have Catwoman or Selina Kyle.
It does have a zombified Catwoman.
Oh, it does.
I'm not sure how that's gonna work, but
I didn't know.
They come in as like, I don't know. I've never played a zombie side. I've always wanted a copy of zombie side. This is like a, you know, a version of Zombicide. It's like a DC version, like a little bit smaller scale. So I picked it up for us. We might play that tonight after dinner. So in light of the Superman movie and watching the Superman movie, we're going to do Superman trivia. So guess what time it is?
Trivia. It's question. We've gone over this.
On my sheet, it says trivia time. On your sheet, it says question time.
Question time. It's where I ask him questions. questions. It's what we ask me questions sometimes. Woo 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 woo. Ask me about all this different stuff. All this different stuff. Woo woo. Yeah.
Question time.
Question time. Question time. It's question time. It's where he asks me questions, and it's when I sometimes ask him questions. Question time! Question.
I've already made the video. You don't have to sing it every time. I'm just going to insert it into the video. Do you want me to ask you trivia questions, or do you want to ask me the this or that question?
I'll ask you first.
All right, so you ask me the this or that questions.
Okay, Clark Kent or Kyle?
K-L-L, you mean? Kyle?
However you say it.
Clark Kent.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Daily Plant or...
Daily Planet?
Yeah. Fortress of Solitude.
Daily Planet.
Okay.
The guy that played the leader of Daily Planet, the manager, he did a really great job, too. Yeah.
Okay. Lois Lane or Wonder Woman?
Lois Lane.
Wait, who's Lois Lane? Wonder Woman?
His girlfriend.
It was Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman's not his girlfriend. Wonder Woman's Wonder Woman.
So she doesn't have a person identity?
I mean, I think they may have dated in some universe, but...
What? Then fine. Okay.
Lois Lane or Wonder Woman, I would choose Lois Lane.
Okay. Classic cred trunks or modern suit?
Classic what?
Classic red trunks.
Oh, trunks.
That's what I said.
That's not what I heard.
Get it right.
Or?
Or modern suit.
Probably the classic red.
Trunks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Solar powered strength or freeze breath and x-ray vision?
Freeze breath and x-ray vision.
Yeah. Glasses on. Middle Mirander or glasses off Superman?
One more time with the first one.
Glasses on. Middle Mirander.
Mild mannered?
Yeah, that dude.
We might have just found our new game on this show. Guess the word Annika's trying to say. I'll take the third word for 500, Annika. She won't get there.
Man.
Mild mannered. Okay, try that again.
Glasses on, mild mannered.
Mannered. Okay, glasses on, now I can't say it. Glasses on, mild mannered. Or
glasses off, Superman.
We'll go glasses off Superman, because...
Okay, glasses off Superman. Okay, protecting Earth or exploring the universe?
I want to explore the universe.
Okay. Heat vision or super speed?
Super speed.
Yeah, me too.
I think I just like fly to like...
Team Justice League or solo hero?
Solo hero. I don't know, Justice League. Nah, Justice League.
Can't change your mind, so Justice League.
I do the editing of this show. I can make me answer any way I want.
Stop! Okay. What's next? Crystal Fortress of Solitude or Krypton Rebuilt. Krypton Rebuilt! I got it that time! We need a clapping emoji. Five. You have to do the sound effect. Okay. What's next?
Lower the paper. I can't see you on the screen.
You didn't pick which one you wanted.
The first one.
Crystal Fortress of Solitude?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Man of Tomorrow or Man of Steel?
Steel.
Doomsday Fight or Lex Luthor Showdown?
Lex Luthor Showdown.
Golden Age Superman or Modern Age Superman?
I'm digging the modern one. The new one is pretty good.
World's Greatest Hero or Symbol of Hope? Symbol of Hope.
Yeah, I like that one.
It's your turn.
All right. So that was this or that. Now we've got some trivia questions. We'll see if
Annika... I did not mean to do that.
It's all right. We'll see if Annika knows any of these. What are Superman's Kryptonian name?
Clark Kent.
No, that's his Earth name, Clark Kent. It's
KLF.
See, you read that in this or that.
Clail. Okay.
All right. What city is Superman's adoptive home? What does he protect? What is Superman's adoptive home? Yeah, very good. Who are Superman's adoptive Earth parents?
That lady and the other dude.
What are their names?
I don't know.
This will be funny. Jonathan and Martha Kent.
Okay.
Comic did Superman first appear?
Superman. Oh.
It's a very expensive comic.
Justice League.
It was Action Comics number one in 1938.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's an old one.
Not that one.
What is the name of his home planet?
Krypton.
Very good. Who created Superman? I wouldn't have got this either, not without reading it. Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster.
Never want to guess.
What is his greatest weakness?
Kryptonite.
Very good. What is the name of Superman's cousin who is also a hero?
Supergirl.
Very good. What reporter is Superman's longtime love interest?
Lena. Laura.
Got the letter right.
Lena.
No.
Laura.
No.
Lena.
No.
Laura.
Wrong letter.
Lena.
Oh. Lois.
Oh, Lois Lane.
Lane. Lois Lane.
That girl.
Who's Superman's arch enemy?
Lex Luthor.
There you go.
See?
What is the name of Superman's secret Arctic hideout?
Can I look at my paper?
Nope.
You're mean.
You read it like three times on your paper.
Oh, God, not that. Wait.
Fortress of Solitude. Very good. True or false, Superman can see through lead.
True. His x-ray vision?
It's false. Lead blocks his x-ray vision.
Oh.
What newspaper does Clark Kent work for?
A modeling thing. I don't...
The Daily Planet.
Oh, forgot. Okay.
What color kryptonite makes Superman green. Evil?
Purple. Pink. Oh.
What's an evil color?
Purple. Black.
Red.
That's Christmas.
Okay. Well, good job. You did really good on some of those trivia questions. What are we looking forward to next week?
My.
Just reading some more comics. Make sure you check out other people or check out your local comic shop. Pick up some comic books.
Summer reading counts.
Summer reading. They count for summer reading.
Go to your local library.
Go to your local library, get some comic books, read some books.
Yep.
Tell us what your favorite superheroes or favorite comic book is.
Or superheroes.
Or superheroes.
Or supervillains.
And join us next week.
Yeah.
On
Talking Comics.
We don't know yet.
20 minus
might be,
1.
It might be 21. Or no, this is 21. It might be 22, 23. We'll see what else I do this week. But thank you all for following along. Make sure you can check out our socials. You forgot to go over, like, the buy us a comic book you know, you can go to some links in all of our descriptions. There's a link tree where you can buy us a comic book, follow us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, anywhere you can find a podcast.
Yeah, whatever, you know.
Well, good job. High five. Or am I doing sound effect or?
Okay, I'll slap myself so we can. Ow.
We'll see you next time.
Bye. Don't smash yourself like I do.